It comes as the total U.S. death toll from the pandemic stands at more than 302,000 people. Data from Johns Hopkins University also shows Black Americans and other historically disadvantaged groups are some of the hardest hit across our country. 71% of Black Americans say they know someone personally who has been hospitalized or died from the virus, but just 42% say they will get the vaccine. That according to the Pew Research Center. Experts say the hesitation is rooted in years of distrust in the medical system due to racist practices or racist experiments. And one of the most troubling examples traces back to a small Alabama community. NewsNation correspondent Brian Enten is live in Tuskegee, Alabama tonight with that story. Brian.
Marnie, you know, I had heard about the terrible experiments on Black men here in Tuskegee and read about them for years. But when you actually come to this town and talk to the community, you realize what an impact those experiments still have on the people here. And they're also impacting whether or not the people in this area will get the COVID vaccine.
To understand one of the reasons some African Americans don't trust public health and the COVID vaccine, you have to travel here to Tuskegee, Alabama.
Would you be willing to take the COVID vaccine?
No.
No?
No.
Would you be willing, sir?
No, I'm not.
You won't?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Because I don't trust you.
No.
No?
No.
Would you be willing to get the COVID vaccine?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Why not?
Because I ain't gonna take it. I
haven't made a decision yet.
I mean, I'm just gonna be honest, from the past experience, like with this, like back in the day with the Tuskegee experiment, stuff like that, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like they came out too quick with this vaccine.
The mistrust of doctors and public health runs deep in Tuskegee.
It was a cover-up, a very unethical situation.
The Tuskegee syphilis study went on from 1932 all the way until 1972. 600 Black men were part of the experiment run by the United States Public Health Service. Most of the Black men had syphilis and were told they were being treated for bad blood and getting free health care. What they did not know is the government was actually studying how syphilis ravaged their bodies. Even when a cure, penicillin, became available, they were prevented from getting it, allowing some to go blind, insane, and die.
The men continue to have syphilis and were not treated when they had a treatment available.
They lied to them.
Yeah, they lied to them. In fact, what they did was they effectively kept them from getting treatment.
This oak tree outside the Baptist church is where the Black men would come to have their blood tested as part of the study. They were told the study would last 6 months, but it ended up going on for 40 years. And once the government lies were exposed, they sent shockwaves throughout this entire region.
The distrust is not just Tuskegee, but Tuskegee kind of anchors it because it's the most prolific of all of the medical malpractices.
David Augustine Hodge Sr. is a bioethics professor at Tuskegee University. He plans to get the COVID vaccine and says it's safe, but even convincing his own family is difficult.
I can't find a family member who's willing to take the vaccine. And I have 11 brothers and sisters and over 100 nieces and nephews.
Changing opinions in minority areas will be a challenge, especially in a place like Tuskegee.
I think when I hear 1932, that's one thing, but to think in 1972 that this lie was still happening is disturbing.
It is disturbing, but that shows you how far the government was going, willing to go with their experiment. And I wonder, if the story hadn't broke, how long would it have gone on?
The Tuskegee victims and their families were awarded a $10 million settlement by the U.S. government in the 1970s. Meanwhile, right now, the state of Alabama is starting an outreach program for minority communities to educate them about the COVID vaccine. Live in Tuskegee, Alabama, Brian Enten, News Nation.